And the samsara is divided into six regions. There are, first of all, the supremely successful beings. They're called angels. Deva in Sanskrit. There are, opposite them, below, at the bottom of the wheel, the supremely unsuccessful beings, and they're called the Narakas. We would say they live in purgatory. There are two purgatories. There's a hot one and a cold one. And they adjoin each other. Then, going from the top, going clockwise round the wheel, next to the successful people, the angels, the angry people. They're called Asura. They're represented as spirits of cosmic violence. Giants who are, as it were, the embodiments of thunderstorms, of earthquakes and tornadoes. Next to them are the animals. All kinds of animals whatsoever. Then again the Narakas, we're down to the bottom. Then coming up again, next to the Narakas, the Pretas. And they are the tormented beings who are frustrated. They have very large bellies. Tiny mouths. Immense appetite with very little means of satisfying it. Then next to them, going up again, are the humans. And it's said that if you want to become a Buddha, if you want to become awakened, you must start in the human tradition. So do you see what's happening? The state of Buddhahood is not in the sixfold classification. There are gods and angels in the sixfold classification, but according to Buddhist ideas, gods and angels are still within the samsara. They're still in the rat race. They have succeeded, but success implies failure. If you go as high as you can get, you're going to come down again. A Buddha is one who is free from the wheel, and you can represent that as being either at the center of the wheel, the still point of the turning world, the eye of the hurricane where it's calm, or off the wheel altogether.